Well, a week ago, the announcement was made that the Ringling Brothers Barnum and Bailey Circus was ceasing operations. No more circus coming to town.
After 146 years.
Incredible that this would ever happen. Inconceivable. And the first person I thought of is easily the most talented circus performer that I've ever seen, and probably of our generation and beyond, Bello Nock, and he joins us now on the telephone. Bello, how are you?
Doing great. Thank you for such a great introduction.
Well, I mean it. I'm sure you won't remember this, but years ago at another station, you were in town with the circus, and I got to interview you. And after the interview, you and I talked about a man named George Carl for quite a long time. Do you remember that by any chance?
Absolutely. I sure do. Sure do.
And who is George Carl for those of us who weren't there at the time?
Bello, take it. Who's George Carl?
Right. George Carl was an American performer. He was born in another country, but he was a comedian that pretty much did, when it came to the world of circus, and you have all of this unbelievable amount of stuff going on, someone who gets in the cage with tigers, the flying trapeze, the globes of death, all these objects and big, grandiose. He walked on stage in a suit, and he did about 10 minutes of just trying to adjust the microphone stand, getting caught up in the cable, and everything, and nothing went his way. He never said a word. He took his hat off. He bowed and accidentally hit the microphone. His thumb stuck in the hat. After it was all done, you couldn't breathe from laughing so hard, and really, he did nothing.
He was amazing, Wendy. Toward the end of his life, he was on with Johnny Carson a couple times, and Johnny Carson was hyperventilating. He was laughing so hard at George Carl.
Yeah.
Amazing.
He was one of the masters in our business who took, he perfected doing nothing.
Yep.
But it took him a million hours of practice to do that.
Bello, the same job that Wendy and I do 4 hours a day, nothing. We wouldn't be able to do it if it were not for George Carl.
Well, thanks.
Well, Bello, I have a couple of questions. First of all, when we were talking about when the news came out that the circus was shutting down, closing the flaps on the tent after 146 years, both of us were shocked. This is something you never thought would go away. Now, I know the circus took a hit when they could no longer use elephants, but I like the elephants at the circus. I tend to think that they were taken care of. Did you see any problems with elephants when you were there?
Absolutely never saw anything. No misuse, no misbehavior, absolutely nothing. I always like to make sure that everyone understands who's speaking, okay? Seven generations of my family have made a living in the circus. My daughter is a Guinness Book World Record in an art of circus, 20 years old, so an eighth generation. So we are passionate about it. But no one in my family, not me or anybody, has ever had skin in the game. I've never owned an elephant. We've worked alongside of them. I love them. I appreciate them. But I've got no skin in the game. But saying that, if I ever saw one iota, even a hint of mistreatment, I would have been the first whistleblower. I would have been the first person to scream, stop that, or, you know, call the police. You know what I'm saying?
Sure. Yep.
So this really wasn't a victory for animal rights activists, because I bet they're feeling they took the circus down since the elephants were gone.
That is very correct. I do not give this as a victory to the animal activists at all, because I'm a very, you know, I'm you you. For those of you who are listening who don't know me or remember, I am a comedian, but I'm a daredevil. So mm-hmm. I love to have a good time. I'd never take myself so serious that other people don't. But my life is walking high wires and getting shot out of a cannon and doing death-defying stunts. You can't try to do something like that and think it's or hope it's going to go right. Everything has to be meticulously thought out and perfected, okay?
Mm-hmm.
In answering your questions, there's a couple of things. The Feld organization said that they had seen a steady decline over the past 10 years. And then they saw a large, or they saw, you know, basically it was the end, the nail in the coffin, whatever you want to say, but only this last spring. So 9 months ago, they took off the elephants. They had been seeing a steady decline in ticket sales over the past 10 years. Now, I can tell you, I mean, this is not all about me, and I'm not, you know, like most entertainers only want to talk about themselves. Mm-hmm. About 10 years ago, my last show on Ringling Brothers was in 2006, and they started a new, well, in 2006 was Bellobration. We hit Chicago. We went coast to coast, border to border. Still to date, it's record attendance and highest grossing show in Madison Square Garden and Ringling's history in history in the past 20 years. Mm-hmm. So we had great shows. In 07, they made a conscious effort to, I'm not going to say remove, but they said, we're not going to feature headliners anymore. No Gunther Gable Williams, no Mark Oliver Gable, no Bello Knock, no David Luribe. We're going to, and they just went down a different avenue. And it's not their fault. They hired a very large and very expensive company to say, tell us what the people want. And what they decided was to go down and they started telling stories. They said, we're going to make the circus the theme and that the star, almost like of Cirque du Soleil. When you go to see a Cirque du Soleil show, Cirque du Soleil is the star, and the name of the show is the star. When you leave there, you may have your favorites, but you're never going to know anybody's name.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
The problem with that is for 130 years, Ringling Brothers was all about the exotics from around the world. You had to buy a ticket to see this one-of-a-kind performer. Otherwise, you're going to miss it. The last headliner they removed was the Elephants. So, yes, they saw even more of a decline.
Yeah.
It was an overall thing over 10 years. It was not just the Elephants. They're a big part. They were wonderful.
Yeah.
But they was only a part.
Bello, Kenneth Feld, the man who's been running the circus for quite a long time, said it's kind of a victim of the times, the circus is. There was a time where it would come to your town and there was some wonderment, but now because of the internet and video games, kids just have a different attention span. Do you agree with that?
Let me tell you, I worked for Kenneth Feld and his family. I have a huge amount of respect for him. I'm going to tell you, I tend to disagree on this one or say that it's partially right. Because if it is, I mean, now, okay, let me make sure there's a couple avenues.
Mm-hmm.
Circus has been challenged. Circus has been around longer than Ringling Brothers, and circus will be around longer than Ringling Brothers, okay?
Yeah.
So they are a circus. They are not the circus. Circus had been challenged when the newspaper came out, TV, color TV, movies, CGI, the apps and iPhones. So it's always going to be. And now VR. It's going to be challenged. All that means is it needs to change with the time.
Sure.
Here's what I would say is, listen, there are circuses out there that are still doing great business. Some of those circuses have elephants and some do not, or animals.
Yeah.
There are some of those circuses out there that don't have animals that are struggling, or some that do. So it's not a given. If you have your pulse on the, or your finger on the pulse, and you can react and react to what people want, then you'll have success. I disagree with him because he is still, Feld Entertainment is still the largest provider of live entertainment. So if they're saying that technology is the problem, then why do they sell millions of dollars and millions of tickets to
review shows?
Tours of Monster Jam,
oh, yeah.
Arena Cross, Motor Cross, Sesame Street Live, Disney Live, Marvel Universe. So they're still out there producing shows.
Right.
I think what happened is, as a very large company, there's two thoughts to this. We saw this with the auto industry in 08. Sometimes we feel that large companies are too large to fail.
Mm-hmm.
That's not true. Some things just get very expensive to do, and in the fact of the Felds, they wanted to provide a very quality show. They wanted to provide what they thought the audience wanted. The problem was with that is it was very expensive. They are business people, and it was probably costing them more money than they were making. And they just decided to make a business decision.
Well, it's a sad one, certainly. I know you agree with me on that. Let's do this. We'll take a quick break. Bello Knock is here. You probably know him from his signature look, the incredible hair.
I had hair like that in the 80s, Bello, and I forgot how to make it that big. Can you give me some tips later?
Absolutely. Foot-tall hair of mine, I put Viagra in my shampoo.
All right, hang on a minute.
We'll talk about that and other things. If you want to jump in, we're at 312-981.
Order me some Viagra, Kevin.
981-7200. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN. Oh, my darling, knock three times on the ceiling if you want me. Bello Knock is our guest. I'm not kidding around when I say this. If you're going to go somewhere and watch a guy do the unbelievable, Bello Knock is your best bet. Bello, I have to ask you, because I've seen you perform twice with the circus, with the Ringling Brothers Barnum and Bailey Circus. You do things up on the high wire and on trapezes and stuff. And I say to myself, I wouldn't be able to pull that off for a second. You don't have any fear in you at all, do you?
You know, I replace fear with respect. So, you know, there's two different types of fear. There's the fear of the unknown and the fear of what you of the expected, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So yep.
If you were in your house and the lights went out and you had to find the exit, you would know roughly that there's no stairs, there are stairs, you know, how you would know roughly where to go, even in pitch black.
Yeah.
I was in your house and not know, you know, wouldn't know your house, pitch black, there's the fear of the unknown. So the training that goes into what we do when no one is looking is the most important part.
That makes total sense.
Sure.
Total sense. I took my boys, who are now teenagers, to the circus here in Chicago when you were there, and I think it was the Bellobration. Bellobration, what did you say it was called?
Yeah, Bellobration.
That's it. So that was fantastic, and there's a listener, Barb, who also wants to comment on how wonderful you are. Barb, this is Bello.
Yes, hi. Were you in the Red Apple Circus about 18 years ago?
I was, but and thanks for giving away my age now. Yes, the Apple Circus is out of New York City, and it's was America's premier European style circus in a tent, one ring, very different than Ringling Brothers, and it was basically the inspiration to Cirque du Soleil, that tent style. But yes, we played Chicago, and where did you see it?
The Arlington Heights
racetrack. You know what? Let me tell you, there's nothing like playing Rosemont and the United Center downtown with Ringling Brothers. But playing in that area, I mean, I love Chicago. I grew up there. My wife is from the Wisconsin Dells.
Oh, wow.
Did you marry one of Tommy Bartlett's daughters?
Pretty much. Listen, I worked at Tommy Bartlett. My family has provided entertainment and produced shows there for 40 years.
Oh, my God.
And she lived across the lake, and when I was a little kid, I saw her, and, you know, the rest is history.
Aww, that's sweet. Well, Barb, there you go.
Okay, I also wanted to say I saw George Carl on one of those Johnny Carson.
What'd you think?
Yes, hilarious.
Hysterical.
Hilarious.
So funny. Thank you very much, Barb. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too.
Bello, I have to see if this could possibly be true. When I was a kid, once a year, once every other year, there'd be a show here in town called Disney on Parade. I'm looking through your bio, and it says that as a three-year-old, you were in the Dumbo scene in Disney on Parade. Did you do that here at the Chicago Amphitheater? Because that's where we used to watch it.
You are good. Yes, I did.
Wow.
So, man, you do some research and some memory on you. You know, I got to tell
you. Research, it's all in his head, Bello.
It's in my head.
I have lived an unbelievably blessed life, and if I went through my resume and told people, some people would think I'm Baron von Munchausen of going, you know, what, are you going to tell me you're a doctor next? But I'm one of the few people that have worked at the Big Apple Circus and Ringling Brothers. There's a lot of unique stuff because I headlined Ringling Brothers for 8 years from 2000 to 2008. My parents came to America in 1954 from different countries. They met on Ringling Brothers, got married, and had four boys. And I'm, you know, then 50 years later, I headline Ringling Brothers.
Wow.
So it was really absolutely amazing. But yes, as my first job, if you can imagine, I traveled the world with Walt and Roy Disney. Well, actually, I toured with Roy Disney. I, as 3, 4, and 5 years old, I greeted Mickey Mouse at the airport whenever he went on a press junket. I was the little kid that greeted him.
Wow.
And then at 6, 7, and 8 years old, I was little Michael Darling on Disney on Parade, and I also was in that Dumbo circus of Disney on Parade. So from Broadway to, you know, show business has been my life. That's why I'm so passionate, and I'm so sad and upset about the news about Ringling Brothers.
Absolutely.
And, you know, we got to thinking, I mean, you'll do fine. Obviously, you're a seventh generation circus performer. Your daughter is now eighth generation. But what about a lot of the performers who worked exclusively with Ringling Brothers? Where are they going to go?
Okay, another a whole lot of information here. Most circus performers, I'd say 90% of them, are free agents and private contractors, and they sell their talents to different circuses. So whether they come from America, from China, you basically look for work, or agents look for you and make up a team and make up a circus. Some people are fortunate to have extended contracts with a company. Most of the time, there's a beginning and end date to the circus performers of your contract. So with Ringling, it was a 2-year contract. Lately, they started doing 4-year contracts. With the Big Apple Circus and most of others, it's a 9-month contract, maybe a year. Now, they had up to 400 and 500 employees on the 2 units of Ringling Brothers. Obviously, you need the pilots, the people who pilot here and pilot there.
Mm-hmm.
You need the train car, the restaurants, the cooks, the managers, the riggers, all the people that go with it. Most of them, the Feld organization is so big and such nice people that they will make sure most of those people will get absorbed or offered positions in other aspects of the company, right?
Mm-hmm.
The performers. Is this a little bit of a shock to them? Yes, but that is the nature of entertainment. Even a Hollywood star, hey, when they say I'm on hiatus,
yeah,
they're out of work.
Sure.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
So there's nothing different from a performer. Now, when you say I'll be fine, listen, I'm a very motivated, optimistic. I had for the past 4 years, 3 times I've had a sold out show on Broadway at the New Victory Theater in New York. I travel around the world performing, but I tell you, I still have to, like a businessman, go knock on doors and sell my talents.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the whole thing. No matter if you are a person who has nothing but 3 juggling balls and a red nose, or if you're the guy who has the 26 tigers, or if you're me, who produces shows, or Death Defying Stunts, or Ringling Brothers, Kenneth Feld, and they own this, you know, billion-dollar industry, the audience, how do you say, the audience votes by buying a ticket. You know
That's
what I
it.
Mean?
Sure.
Right. That's how they show their support.
Yes.
And any show could be your last. You never
yeah.
know.
Especially in this industry. I mean,
yep.
You get it wrong. You know, if I have a lot of musician friends, and if they hit a wrong note, there's a sour note. If we hit a wrong note or get it wrong, there's more than a wrong note, right?
Yeah.
A friend of mine, Richard Gere, came to see me on Ringling Brothers and the Big Apple, and he said this every time. He goes, when I do something, I have to wait 9 months later to see if I get it right.
Yeah.
When it airs and I can see the film and I see it live, the reaction from the audience, I'll know if I got it right or not. He said, you can tell instantaneously.
Yeah, that's true. Way to name drop, by the way, Bello.
Nice pull
we're
on Richard Gere. That was beautiful. very nice.
You can go to BelloKnock.com. That's his website. Under construction at this moment, but he'll get it up and going soon. I have a question for you. What are kids going to say when they get mad at their parents now because they can't say, I'm going to run away and join the circus?
Yeah, okay. You know, Ringling is a circus, not the circus. Here is something that we have to make sure. There's a couple of things. Sometimes you have to lose something to find it.
Mm-hmm.
If we've lost, or in May we're going to lose the greatest show on earth, maybe circus needs to take that hint and refresh. Maybe it needs a reset button. I know that everyone in the industry is going, okay, let's pay attention. I will say this. If you have your favorite circus out there, no matter what it is, if it's a small youth circus, if it's a professional circus, a shrine circus, Cirque du Soleil without animals, with animals, whatever it is, moms and dads, take the kids to the circus.
Support
and kids,
it.
Don't forget to take your moms and dads to the circus. But go support a circus. Now is the time where we need you. And let's not lose more circuses.
Great advice. Bello, it's a pleasure to meet you.
Thank you so much. I will tell you that I'm doing my best to keep it, you know, on the pulse. I'm going after to save because the Big Apple Circus in New York filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy, and I'm trying to save that one. And if I can nudge Kenneth Feld, I was texting him this morning,
yeah,
to try to reboot and hit a reset button, by all means, I'm going to do it.
Well, excellent. Let us know.
Keep us posted, Bello. Have a great weekend, and thanks for joining us. We appreciate
it. Thank you guys so much.
The great Bello Nock.
Love him.
Seriously, one of the best performers I've ever seen. Amazing. Does incredible things. We'll take a quick break. Steve has the news, and then there's more show. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.